John chapter
3,
and I'll now be reading only verse 1 to 8. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God. For no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom, cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we have come to a time when we are going to hear from your word. I pray that you use me as a vessel to speak to your people. Help us to understand your word, to meditate upon it, and even apply it in our lives. Help us, O Lord, and be with us in this time. Pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning I'm preaching under the title, "You Must Be Born Again." The subject of being born again is one of the most misunderstood subjects today in Christianity. Today you hear about the so-called born-again religion.
I mean
the religion of the churches which are called born-again churches. Also, born-again is taken as a ritual. To be born-again is taken as if it were a ritual, where someone tells you, "Now, for you to be born again, come and repeat this after me." And after you repeat those words, they tell you, "Now you're born again." Being born again is also taken as changing the name. Now I'm a born again man, I mean locally, to use the local language here. But being born again is at the center of being a Christian. Actually, being a Christian and being born again is the same thing. If you are not born again, then you are not a Christian. However much you were born in a so-called Christian family, or you were raised up in a so-called Christian family, if you are not born again, then you are not a Christian. In the passage for us, we are going to consider three things. The first one is why you must be born again. And second, we will see how does one become born again. And thirdly and last, we will see how. What shows that you're born again? This passage, we see that Nicodemus comes before Jesus in the night. He described as a man of the Pharisees, a ruler of the Jews.
He's
showing that he was one of the Pharisees, but he was also a ruler in the courts of the Jews called the Sanhedrin at that time. So he comes to Jesus in the night. Not very clear why he would come in the night. But it's possible that as a Pharisee, this group of people who are despising Jesus, he feared to be seen by other Pharisees come to a person whom the other Pharisees despise. Oh, it's possible that the only time he had come to Jesus was this night time. But the reason why he comes seems that he had questions with him to bring before our Lord Jesus. Well, he had not known him the way he is as God, truly God and the Savior of the world. That he knew him as a teacher, that's what we read in verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, or meaning teacher. We know that you're a teacher, come from God. If he knew something about Jesus, he didn't know truly what he was. There were so many people today also claiming to know Jesus, they know something about him. The Muslims say he's just a prophet. Some say, well, he was a good teacher, he was a powerful man, but he was not God. Yes, it could be that you are among those kinds of people who think that you truly know Jesus. You don't know him. So it's very, very important for you to know Jesus Christ as a Savior. And that will only happen when you're truly born again. What you show that you truly know him is a transformed lifestyle, which shows that you have a desire to honor him. So he says, your teacher come from God, for no one can do this sign, since he has seen Jesus do miracles, and which John calls signs here. So he understands him to be a teacher from God, because of the signs he sees him. The signs which many people actually follow Jesus for the sake of them, but not for the sake of truly knowing him. And it's so sad how so many people today claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. But they are not following him to know him and do what he commands them to do. But they are seeking signs, miracles, and physical benefits from him. It could be that you are among them. It could be that even your reason for coming to church is not to seek to know God, but you think that by coming you will benefit physically. Oh friends, that's the reason, that's the only reason why you come here. You are mistaken, you are deceived. You need to seek Jesus. You need to seek to know Him the way He is truly. But nevertheless, as I say, it seems Nicodemus has questions, especially how can I know God? How can I enter the kingdom of heaven? That's why we read in verse 3 that Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This is Jesus whom we read of in the previous chapter, that he did not need anyone to bear witness about man because he knew what was in man. It's very possible that he read the heart of Nicodemus. He knew what he wanted to know. Because you see here that Nicodemus has not asked him any question yet. But yet he replies him and saying, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Showing that Nicodemus wanted to know about how can I enter the kingdom of God. He was confused. It's about works. Do I need to do good works so that I be able to enter the kingdom of God? And since he knew Jesus as a teacher from God, he sought an answer from him. And the answer which Jesus Christ gives, being born again, one has to be born again before he enters the kingdom of God. As I said, so many people misunderstand what it means to be born again. Even here, Nicodemus misunderstands it. So we read Nicodemus in verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born?" Here we see that Nicodemus misunderstands being born again to mean a second physical birth. Many people today, I have not met anyone who thinks to be born again is to go back into the womb and be reborn. Rather, as I said, many people today think that to be born again is, for example, to join a church. To join a so-called born-again church. Could it be that this is your case? This is how you misunderstand being born again? Probably you now tell your neighbors and friends that you're born again because you come to this church. Oh, the reason why you came here was say, oh, let me become born again by joining this church. If that's your case, and yet there's no sign of a change and changing life, however much you call yourself born again, you are not yet born again. Joining a church does not make you born again. Well, it may help, it means God can use that to make you born again. And many today who are in these so-called born again churches, the truth is they are not born again. There is no sign of being born again in them. As I say, some think that to be born again is to repeat a prayer, to raise a hand and come in front and repeat a prayer. And that's what I call a ritual. This is an unbiblical ritual. So many people today think that they are born again because at one time they repeated a prayer. Yet they are living like the devil himself. And yet they continue claiming to be born again because someone at one point told them, now you're born again after repeating this prayer. Friends, that prayer does not make anyone born again. Well, you may be truly born again here and yet you repeated that prayer. But it's not that prayer which made you born again. And actually, in spite of that prayer, God made you born again. So you're not to trust that prayer as it's a ritual which will make you born again. So being born again is not a decision related to that. It's, well, come and make a decision to accept Christ. Yes, there is a decision involved in salvation. But without God's help, you cannot make that decision on your own. Why is it so? It's because the nature you are born with. It's because you seek not to honor God, but you seek to please yourself in whatever you do. Your nature is a nature which loves sin. And that's why it's so important that you become born again. Because in this nature which hates God and loves the world and sin, with that nature, you cannot approach God. As one writer will say, no dirty dog will ever pass on the streets of God in heaven. That's why you must be born again. Your nature, your sinful nature cannot bring you close to God. And let's say you went with this nature to heaven. You find heaven boring to you. Because the things of God will not make sense to you. Your sinful nature is a nature which enjoys the things of this world, and the spiritual things to you are like nonsense. That's why even here in such a service, worship service, where we seek to honor God through the singing of the hymns, I know if you are not fully born again, you are either bored or you are seeking to be entertained. Maybe you say, well, I'll endure such a boring service because I'm seeking some physical benefits. Maybe one of the members here will bless me with some money or will help me somehow, somewhere. Because you're still in a nature which sees the things of God as useless and does not make sense. That's why you must be born again. For you to be able to come and worship God truly, you must be born again. For you to come and sing these songs which we sing with all your heart and make melody unto the Lord, you must be born again. Without this being born again, maybe you are seeking just morality to please people to see that other people call you a good person. Which will not help you to approach the perfect and holy God. It is only the being born again which will enable you to approach God and be in fellowship with Him. Secondly, how does one become born again? As I've said, not by your decision, not even by your morality in saying, no, I'll stop doing this sin and start doing good things. Try that. Try and say, oh, let me resolve to stop doing all sins and start doing only what is right. Just try it and see. You fail. And however much you call yourself born again by that, you won't be. Or some think, well, I've become born again by studying the scriptures and ensuring that I know the whole Bible. And that will not make you born again. It is possible, by the way, to know this truth, to know even the truth of the Reformed faith which you treasure so much, to know them so well. To accumulate a mental knowledge of such truth and not be born again. Such truth, the mental knowledge of such truth will not make you born again.
Amagezi okugeza ag'omutwe ag'amazima ago tegasobola kulokola.
And when he becomes born again, such truths will be not only a head knowledge, but a heart knowledge. Where you not only just articulate these truths, but you will live them out. When people see that you believe in the sovereignty of God, when you live your life accordingly, when you submit yourself to God and His Word, so we read in verse 5 when Nicodemus asked how can this be, and when he misinterpreted, Jesus answered him and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Again, this phrase, this verse is one of the misinterpreted verses today. Some people understand this misinterpreted and say, well, now to be born again here means to be baptized. When they read of water, born of water, and the Spirit, this means to be baptized. The Roman Catholic, for example, go and ask one of them and ask them, especially those who know their teachings, well, ask them, are you born again? He said, of course, I was baptized. And yet there is no sign of a transformed life. Yet they claim to be born again because they were baptized. This baptism does not change anything spiritually within you. The baptism is just an outward sign which shows that something has happened inwardly. So surely this phrase here cannot mean to be baptized. I believe our Lord was using a metaphor. Yet the figure of speech. Here, water and the Spirit, I believe he was talking about the same thing, the work of the Holy Spirit. Very similar to what we read of in the Old Testament, where we read in verse 25 of Ezekiel 36, that I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from your uncleanness and from your idols. I'll cleanse you. Verse 26, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I'll put in you. I'll remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Also in verse 27, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. I believe this is what our Lord was referring to here when he says we to be born of water and of the Spirit.
To
be cleansed from your sin.
by
the Holy Spirit and to be given a new heart. And to have the Holy Spirit dwell in you. So that you walk in the statutes of God. That is what it means to be born again. So being born again is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a work of God Himself. It is not something which you do for yourself. Again, it's not a state of being leaving one church and joining another church. It's a transformed life. It is what God, the Holy Spirit, does in your heart. Whereby He applies the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. As Jesus lived a perfect life on earth and died on the cross as a substitute for sinners, so that these sinners will be forgiven of all their sins and also receive the righteousness of Jesus Christ put on their account and be legally regarded as right with God. Being born again is when the Holy Spirit now applies that work of Jesus Christ on you and makes you a new creature in Jesus Christ. Are you truly born again? Does your lifestyle show that the Holy Spirit has taken out of you the heart of stone and put in its place the heart of flesh? Or you claim to be born again, but yet your lifestyle shows that you are still dead in your sins and trespasses? If that's true, I plead with you to seek the Savior today. Cry to Him until you're sure that this work of transformation has happened in you. Stop deceiving yourself that you're born again because at one time you were told so, you repeated a prayer. Seek to be sure that this work of the Holy Spirit has happened inwardly and that it's manifest in the way you live your life. This is what it means to be born again. Again, if you have been deceiving yourself that you're born again because you're part of this church and yet there's no sign of this transformed life, I pray with you to seek the Savior today. Look to Christ and
be
saved today. Understand that on your own you cannot save yourself. Understand that even your so-called good deeds will not bring you close to God. And turn to Him in repentance, in faith. So so that should be described as our Lord describes here in verse 6, that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Being born again is to be spiritual, to be born of the Holy Spirit. Next, let's see what shows that you are born again. In verse 7, our Lord says, do not marvel that you, as I said to you, that you must be born again. And then in verse 8, he also says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but do not hear where it, know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Yes, this work of being born again is a mysterious work. It's a work which happens within us, which no one can see. It is the work of the Holy Spirit within us, but it manifests out in a transformed lifestyle. The same way you don't see wind when it's blowing, you cannot say, I'm seeing wind. But you can be sure that wind is blowing when you hear its sound. You can see the works of holiness that transform myself and conclude that this person is born again. So this work of born again is then evidenced by a work of holiness. It's hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's a hatred of sin. And seeking to please God always. Is that true of you? Can you truly say that you hate sin and day by day you're seeking to honor God? Or you claim to be born again, but day by day your lifestyle shows that you enjoy sin, you're swimming in it, the pleasures of this world still make a lot of sense to you. Oh, if that's true of you, again, see the Lord today, for this to let run from the wrath to come. One is born again is one whom Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. The person who is born again is one whom Paul describes in 2 Corinthians. In chapter 5 and verse 17, where he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away, behold, the new has come. Yes, to be born again means to become a new creature, a new creation in Jesus Christ. Where all things pass away and things become new. Where God gives you new spiritual eyes, you see things so differently when you become born again. There's something you can even be tempted to think that the change is in the things you see, but quickly you realize that the change is actually in you. When the things which made sense to you no longer make so much sense. I remember before I became a Christian, being an African was something which I treasured so much. And so I would waste my time, for example, knowing about the black Americans, and when I hear about the celebrities, I would want to know them more. So they would take a lot of my attention because I wanted to identify myself with them. After I became a Christian, I realized my attention should not be on the fact that I'm an African. My attention should be on the fact that I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, and I should seek to honor Him. The pleasures of the world which made a lot of sense to me. As I became a Christian, I would look at them and say, it's nothing, it's rubbish. That's true of you. And the change happens so that you now see the world so differently. Or you're still watching the celebrities of this world, your attention is consumed in knowing more about these people and ensuring that you become like them. Oh, friends, you must be born again so that you seek to be like Christ, so that your attention is on honoring Him and pleasing Him in whatever you do. So someone may say, well, if being born again is the work of God, I think that means I just sit there and do nothing and wait for God to come and make me born again. Yes, to be born again is the work of God. But you're commanded again and again to repent of your sins and turn to Christ. And of course, if you truly repent and turn to Christ, it will be because God did that work in you and made you spiritual alive, made you realize your sinfulness and run to Him. But all friends, I will plead with you to seek Christ today. Those of you who claim to be born again, yet your lifestyle does not show that you're born again, I plead with you to examine yourself to be sure. If you're seeking for only what God can give you, repent from that. Seek God, seek Christ. Those of you who are young children, you may be saying, well, that does not apply to me here. I'll become born again. I'll seek the Lord when I grow up. No, seek the Lord even at this young age. So that you avoid so many wasteful pleasures of this world, seek the Lord at such a tender age that your youth will be in such a way that you are honoring God. Oh, seek the Lord to be sure that this work of the hospital has been done in you. Stop deceiving yourself that you're born again because you made a decision or you joined the church. Determine yourself to be sure that transformation has happened in your life. If it does not happen, plead with the Lord. Cry to Him. Repent of your sins and trust the Savior today. May the Lord help us all that we will be sure that we are seeing the kingdom of heaven and we will enter the kingdom of heaven to be with the Lord forever. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for reminding us of this very, very important aspect, being born again. Have mercy upon those who are still in their sins, those who may have deceived themselves to think that they are born again and yet their lifestyle do not show. Lord, save them. Do a work in their hearts even this day. Have mercy upon them. Help us, those who have known you, those whom this work is evident, that, O Lord, as we remember our sinful state, as we remember that you had mercy upon us, that we will be filled with gratitude and that we will seek to live holy lives which are pleasing your sight day by day. Help us, O Lord. Pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.